This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the earth. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March all the months away.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
The day is traditionally known as Refreshment Sunday. And in the past, I have had people bring refreshments to Refreshment Sunday, because it just seemed like a good excuse to have refreshments. But the intent is that of having a day in the season of Lent that is not so Lentish. One is not quite so concerned with whatever it was one started out Lent with an intention of doing. And to have a bit of a break. Focus more on the whole purpose rather than on the particulars. The intent is spiritual refreshment. And this points us to the deep spiritual truth, that we can't be focused on growth, on finding out the truth, on transforming ourselves by active means all the time. There is a deep human need to take a break, to let things process in their own time until they are ready. In Greek, there is a term called kairos, and it means the right time. That there is time in the linear sense, day after day, week after week, month after month. There is also the time of ripening, time when things come to fruition. And that has its own cycle. It isn't something we can set out to change. We can't put a deadline there and say, I will be such and such by that date. So much of what is truly important in us functions on that kairos, in the right time. Sometimes seeds are planted years, decades, who knows how long ago, forgotten by us in our day-to-day lives. And then, at some point, they have processed through, unbeknownst to our day-to-day selves, and come to fruition within us. Other times, it is that actively seeking, that trying to control, that hoping that we can achieve so much by our own actions, that really prevents us from achieving what we're trying to get to. And it is only when we take a step back, when we cease striving, that it comes to pass. We are only a part of this larger process that is who we truly are. We think of ourselves as being a pretty small thing in this larger process of who we truly are. And when that part of us who thinks it knows who we are tries to plan, tries to lay things out, tries to set down the law, well, it's usually pretty silly. It's always incomplete. And sometimes it's outright wrong, because it doesn't take into account these larger cycles, seasons, and processes that are going on within us throughout our lifespan. It knows what it knows, but it doesn't have that faith, that trust in the whole of us to let things occur in their own time. So at this time, and in the similar Sunday in Advent, where there is a lightening of these penitent seasons, these inward-looking seasons. Seasons where we focus and try to prepare ourselves for coming of Holy Week or an Advent, coming of Christmas. There is time to rest. Time to simply wait for things to happen. And that octave begins today. So, in the season of Lent, take time for some refreshment. To find some beauty somewhere. Enjoy the coming spring. Collect for today speaks of the seed planted, and ask there be more light upon it. In our modern world, we're so removed from most of the cycles of life that these metaphors don't really dig into us. There's nothing you can do as a farmer to speed up the growth, to get to the harvest any faster. There is an element of trust that the work you are doing will pay off, that the harvest will come. And we must have that element of trust within ourselves and not try to rush it so much. The lesson for today is from Epistle of Paul, the letter of Paul. In it he says that he's learned to become content with whatever state he happens to be in. And this is very hard for a large aspect of ourselves to learn, because the state that we are in, the state in life, is so often how we identify ourselves, how we see value in ourselves, how we see where we have achieved, what we have become, how we rate and judge our lives. It's just a state, and these states change. The medieval notion of the wheel of fortune, cycles and cycles and cycles, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, points to a deeper truth. Whatever state we are in is a transitory thing. It doesn't matter how much we might think of that state as being desirable or undesirable. It passes. This week marked Monsegur Day, the anniversary of the martyrdom of hundreds of Cathars in the south of France. This was the last big stronghold of the Cathars. It wasn't the end of the Crusade. It wasn't the end of the persecution. But it was, in so many ways, symbolic of the whole thing. Cathars fought for their freedom, freedom of worship. Cathar Perfecti would never fight. They were strict vegetarians, very ascetic people. But they hired mercenaries to fight for them. They knew that in the world, if you wanted to be free, there were things you had to do. And so when warriors, armies were sent after them, they hired other armies to defend them. And the last great stronghold of Monsegur, the last large gathering of Cathar Perfecti, they had a mercenary army defending them. And they held out for many months. Then those sieging Monsegur got the advantage. They took over an outer defense, put a catapult on there, and basically do whatever they wanted to the castle of Monsegur itself. At that point, a surrender was negotiated. They wanted a certain amount of time to prepare themselves. Basically, they wanted to wait until after the equinox, the spring equinox, the vernal equinox. And then they would surrender themselves, submit. And this is what happened. And many of the mercenaries were defending them who could have walked away, took this consulamentum, became Cathar Perfecti themselves, and joined the hundreds marching to what was called the Field of the Burning, and were burned at the stake with them. This is a terrible thing, but it is a transitory thing. In our lives, we sometimes don't see that more transcendent access, the access of the world, the access of the Wheel of Fortune, that center point in this turning world, in the turning fortunes of the world and of ourselves. But if we shift our perspective to that central access, to the transcendent, then we can see things so much more clearly. That given their circumstances, their only way to be free in the world was to die in the world. They tried what they could to preserve their freedom. They hired their mercenaries. They fought the good fight. But when the war was lost, the war was lost. And this is different from other times in Gnostic history when Gnostics have quite smartly said, okay, you want me to sacrifice it at an altar? All I need is a chit and I just can get somebody else to do it for me, then okay, I'll do it. I don't want to be martyred. And this makes perfect sense in the Gnostic point of view. But in the south of France at this time, many centuries later, there was no alternative. The persecutions and the inquisitions continued for centuries later. There was no way out. And being no way out, they lived how they chose to live to the very end. And went through a difficult trial by fire, quite literally. But whatever state we are in changes. They went to their martyrdom singing songs, focused on the transcendent, going through this phase, knowing what was beyond it. We in our lives, sometimes what we must be aware of is when we abound, in the wonderful language of the King James translation of Paul, to abound in life. Sometimes we are out of energy, sometimes we are full of energy, times melancholy, other times sagwine. But to abound in life, to be full of the joy of life, beauty, is itself sometimes too much. We identify with that, and it is also part of this outer rim of the wheel. If it is rooted in the world, enjoy it, but it too will pass. There will be more, but there will be more suffering as well. And the place to focus is always that central access. The gospel for today is from the Gospel of Philip. It reminds us of this, that so many things that we identify in the world are relative, that good and evil, high and low, these things are splitting off of one from another. They don't exist on their own in the world. These things are relative to one another. We might be feeling something, be in a state in the world that is really good, but it isn't free from all the ills that can befall us. And it doesn't have to be good. You can enjoy the light and the beauty in the world without it having to be perfect, without having to be perfect yourself. And there will always be this mixing. What there is in the world is always relative. With the good, there is the ill, there is the evil. But as the Gospel of Philip reminds us, that this good of the world is not the real good. This evil of the world is not the real evil. That what we see and experience really is this transitory relativeness in the world. And that to find the true good is to look in a transcendent direction, to look beyond the world, to look at how we are connected beyond the cosmos itself to the divine. If we seek the light, the place to begin seeking it is not out there, within ourselves, the spark of the divine that is within ourselves, and its mysterious connection to the divine beyond all things. And then we will recognize it. For that is gnosis. We see it within ourselves. We recognize it in the world. Recognition is a word, term for gnosis. So as we go about the springtime and this Lent, let's take our time, pause for spiritual refreshment. Give things their time to grow without our meddling with it all so much. And let things come to their right time, to their fruition. Realizing that so much of the world is just a part of this endless wheel of the endless cycles, transitory states. But in the midst of it all is the eternal and the divine. We are a part of that. So may the mystery of that which hangs twixt heaven and earth descend upon us, remain with us all. For information and resources on Gnosticism, visit the Gnosis Archive at gnosis.org. That's GNOSIS.ORG. And the Gnosis Institute at gnosisinstitute.org. If you'd like to continue receiving these podcasts, please consider a voluntary subscription of either $13 or $25 a year. That's $1 to $2 a month to make it possible to continue to provide this service. Thank you.